Happy Sabbath. Let's pray. Dear Father, bless this message with power and touch our hearts. In Jesus, amen. Thanks again for giving me the opportunity to pray. This is my second time. I was telling Chuck, if it was in Spanish, it is going to be easy for me because that's my mother language, but I'm going to try to do my best. The title of the sermon for today is There is Hope in Jesus. Who has lost a loved one here? It is not easy. I think this is the toughest situation that you have to face in life when you lost a loved one. I just recently lost my cousin. I was really close to him. When his mother was pregnant, my mother was pregnant too. So we used to play as toddlers, and then as kids, then as young adults, then as adults, and also my children and his children, they get to know each other. And I just received a voice message in WhatsApp. It was on July the 9th. It was a Tuesday. And I didn't pay attention to my phone because I was with my kids. And my wife told me, you should listen to your message. And I didn't want to pay attention to the voice message. And then my cousin, one of my cousins in Guatemala, she left me a message saying that his name was Pablo, Paul. And she told me, I know that you love Pablo very much, and he's not doing well, and he's at the hospital right now. So I called my mother. She's a doctor. And I told her, can you go to the hospital and see what's going on with Pablo? I really need to know what's going on with him, because I didn't know what was going on with him. He was a very loved one. All the family loved him, and he was a good man, a good father, a good friend, and he just passed away. We were praying all the family for him, and I was planning on going on an emergency trip to Guatemala just to see him at the hospital on the weekend. During the weekend, the other day, it was a Wednesday afternoon. I was a little bit stressed. He was battling to continue, but I was too stressed, so I just decided to go for a bike. I rode my bike for 40 kilometers. And I was pending off my phone to see if I was going to receive good news. I was expecting good news. Then after I finished my ride, I went for a 10K run. It was a brick session. You call that a brick session when you ride your bike and then you run. So when I came back after running 10 kilometers, the first thing I did, I was watching my phone. And I didn't receive a message, so I think everything was good. So I called this this cousin, the one that left me the message on my phone, and she told me the doctors are saying that he's getting better. So I was relieved at that moment. So then I took a shower, and someone called me, and it was my cousin. So I knew that something was not going good, and she told me. I called her again, and she told me he just passed away. The day before, I went to drop my wife and my kids to the Nashville airport. They were going to Florida with her brother. And so I was by myself at home. And I have another cousin. His name is Raul. And the three of us, we were very close to each other. And we enjoy many things in life together. So I called him, and he was devastated. He doesn't express his feelings, and he was crying. He was. So on Thursday and Friday, it was good for me to be alone at home, because I did cry a lot. I did. It was good. It was hard as well. And but then after that, I was asking to myself, why this happened? I cannot believe it. It is not true. And I didn't felt responsible, but at the same time, I was asking to myself, at least I can did something, and maybe I didn't do it. And all the family, they don't have my same beliefs. So they were saying, he is in a better place now. He is in the presence of God. The sad part was when my other cousin, Raul, told me, the saddest thing is that I'm not going to get to see him again. And for me, it was sad that I couldn't make it to Guatemala and at least say bye, at least try to have a chat with him. And it was not possible. But so death is something that all of us are going to face at some point in life, and it's really hard. I have lost 3 cousins with this one, my grandpa, my grandma, also my uncle, and most of them, they have died of cancer. Just my grandma, natural cause at age 91. But when someone is young, like Pablo or my other cousin that passed away when he was 24, and you are not expecting that to happen, it's really hard. And he left a kid. He is 6 years, and he also left a daughter. She's 4. And when I think about them, it's really hard for me to to be calm, but that is life. There is a story in the Bible, in Job chapter 1, and you can read that chapter. I'm not going to go through the chapter, but you can read that chapter in your house in the afternoon today, or Job chapter 1. He lost everything in one day. I did the math of what he lost that day. He lost 7,000 sheep. He lost 3,000 camels. He lost 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and 7 sons and 3 daughters. Whew. When I bury my other cousin that was 24, I think that moment was the toughest of my life, because it was very, very impressive to bury him. But you can imagine to lose just one son is, I cannot imagine that pain in your heart. I cannot really. But he lost everything in one single day. In one single day. And some people think that the Bible is full of stories that doesn't make sense, but these are real stories that really happened in the past. So I do admire Job, because he faced this tough situation in life, and today I don't want to explain why or the reason of death. There is a mystery of iniquity, and that's the reason why we're having all this. It's a consequence of sin, but I don't want to talk about that right now. But that is the reason why these things happen. I was thinking about my family. They were saying he's in the presence of God. He's going to watch over us. And he's going to take care of us. And I was saying, it is not like that. It is not like that. So I have in my heart to share this with you today, and also with my family. I'm going to be in Guatemala in maybe 1 month. I'm going to turn 40 years, as Pablo did in April. He was going to be one of the VIPs, but not anymore. And I want to share this message with my family. I'm going to do it, because they need to know that there is hope in Jesus. And I just want to ask you, what happened when a person dies? What happened? He's sleeping, no? He's resting. To respond to this answer, we need to first understand how God formed Adam. Let's go to Genesis 2:7. You can read that for me, please. Can you read it, Chuck?
God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
Okay. So, if we understand the if we understood the verse, it's a simple equation: dust of the ground and God's breath of life equal to a living soul or a human being. Yeah. Can we go to Ecclesiastes 12:7? So what happened with a when a person dies? The response to that question is in this verse. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So there is no, he's watching us. There is no, he's going to take care of us. There is no, he's in the presence of God. That is not true. So someone was saying that when we die or a person die, is sleeping. And Jesus compared or say that in John 11:11-13. Can you read it, Chuck?
Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, and they thought that he had spoken of taking rest and sleep.
Through 13? Oh, okay. And then Job in chapter 14, verse 14, he asked, if a man die, shall he live again? I think most of the people that doesn't know or do not study the Bible, even for me that I study Bible, or for you that you know the Bible, it's not easy to understand these things or death. It's hard to understand it. For me, it's a mystery. But Job did ask this question, and we can read the story of, but we have great news. We can read the story of Jesus' resurrection in, I don't know if you want to write it or not, but in Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, John chapter 20. He did die for us, but at the same time, he resurrected from death. And that is my hope, that I'm going to get to see. I don't know if Pablo was a believer. My faith is that I'm going to see my grandpa, my grandma, my three cousins, my uncle. While we have chance, I think we need to be kind to each other. While we have chance, we can hug your friend, your family, your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter. Because we never know when we're gonna die. April 8th of 2017, I think. I was competing in a 5K. It was just a 5K is nothing really. I have done half marathons and Olympic triathlons, and 5K is nothing. But I was planning on winning that race, and that was my focus that afternoon. It was in Memphis. And last year, previous year, the one that win the race, he did like 20 minutes something. And I was running the 5K in less than 20 minutes, like 19 minutes and 35 seconds. So I said to me, I can win this race. I'm going to win this race. And I was in front. And for some moment at kilometer 3, I was in first place. But at kilometer 4, I don't remember nothing. I just remember some runners saying, you're going to be good, you're going to be good. And I don't remember how I did run that last kilometer and make it to the finish line. My point is that really we never know when we are going to die. I almost died that day. My glucose was very low. My heart rate was went up. It was like 190, something like that. My pulse was really bad. And Miriam came to help me to cross the finish line. And I told her, I don't remember these things because I did have a heat stroke. That happened to me that day. And I told her, don't help me because I need to cross the finish line by myself. If not, they are going to disqualify me. I don't remember that. I am happy to be here. I am happy to have time with my wife and my kids and with my family, even though they are in Guatemala. I am close to them, and I think it's our responsibility to share the message with our loved ones as we can. We should do it. I'm going to have a lot of family coming to the 40 years celebration. And I think that's one nice chance that God is giving me to let them know that there is hope in Jesus, that it's not about our religion, because I don't think it's about our religion. It's about having a close and relationship with God every day, and to seek Him and to read the Bible. That's the only way that you can have a close relationship with God. And I just want to finish with 1 Corinthians 15:26. And it says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I want to be there when God destroys death. I want to be there to hug Pablo again, to chat with him, and also my other family members that I have lost in the way. And let's try to do our best and our part in seeking the Lord when we have time. And I think it's our priority as Christians, as believers, as Seventh-day Adventists too. And whenever we have a chance, let's share the message with our loved ones too.